Chapter 3. Bat Masterson. Like all my intentions regarding the Custers, like that time I intended to assassinate General George A., this one had to be delayed in execution, me being at the moment on the trail to Fort Laramie, owning nothing but the clothes on my back, unarmed except for that Indian knife, and with no better prospects than I had on reaching Deadwood. The last time I seen her, Mrs. Libby Custer was up at Fort Abraham Lincoln, Montana Territory, from which her husband had marched away, never to be seen again amongst the living. It was not the time to head up there, through hundreds of miles of country where the war between the hostiles and the U.S. Army sure had not ended with the Indian victory at the Greasy Grass, and the 5th Cavalry was in fact going north along more or less the same route I was traveling going south, as I found when I finally reached Laramie. But it was easy to miss even a large collection of people or animals in the wide open spaces of that day, unmarked by the billboards and Burma-shave signs that come later along with foot-long hot dogs and soft ice cream squirted out of a machine. Such delicacies come to mind on account of I was in the same need of finding food again as I had been before arriving at Deadwood, or sure would have been were it not for my new supplier, namely that dog what had left the company my brother Bill for mine, which was so far nameless. My main experience with this type of animal had been when amongst the Cheyenne, who carry a lot of dogs with them at all times but generally don't make pets, so don't give them names. They put dogs to work, hauling smaller travois, and on occasion, usually a celebratory feast of some kind, knock a puppy in the head, singe off its hair, boil it up, and eat it. From the redskin point of view, this is practical, not cruel, and my own position on the matter was as usual divided. When amongst Indians, I ate dog if it was offered, yet when with whites, I would never have thought of doing so. But what about now, when I was real hungry soon enough after leaving town, with no weapons with which to acquire meat and no place...